the mighty excellence of the name of Yahweh. Cause Israel to be drawn on to the power and the might, the assurance and security of that mighty name. So as we bow here in scripture truth, we do invoke the presence of your Ruach, of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach, in the midst of Israel as we gather in your mighty name. We do barak you with great and mighty praises. We do esteem you with a loud voice. We shabbat our Abba. For there is no other name delivered on the Hoshemiah whereby we may find the Yahshua. Yahweh is our Yahshua, for salvation is found in no other name. But Yah is the one that saves. And the power of that living truth, Yahshua the Lamb, the perfect offering for Israel, the precious down the blood that has redeemed us from the powers of darkness, from under the bondage of this world, that we are free in our Abba through the power of Yahshua the Lamb. We are free indeed to worship Him, to esteem Him, to lift Him up for His mighty blessings that He has poured out upon us all. You have granted unto us all your life. You have empowered us with your strength, our Abba. There are many this day did not arise from their sleep. They beckoned and there was no one there to hear their cries. Yet you call us all by name this morning. You beckon us to rise. And let the life of your Ruach flow in our vessels. We were able to get up, Yah. To walk and talk and eat and lift our hands unto you and brought you to the Yah for all of His wonderful blessings. We do not take them for granted. Neither are we unappreciative for all of your mighty wondrous works that you have done in the midst of Israel. We told you our Abba for the excellence of your Emet, your truth that breaks every shackle, that breaks the bondage of the evil one of this time, this generation. We have the liberty to worship you, the liberty to acknowledge you and to call you by name as our Abba. Help us all tonight. Strengthen Israel scattered abroad in every nation, every form of government, because there is only one government for Israel. That is the living power of your Torah. So strengthen Israel, your people, in every nation, under every circumstance and situation. Feed them today bread to the full, as you have given us daily bread today. We ask your watchful care over the brothers that are still out laboring. You bring them home safely for the gifts and the offerings that have come in on this week, Almighty Yah. Every gift, those that come by mail, and the offerings that the brothers and sisters faithfully give here in this gathering. We do turn to you for all things. Now revive us all. Give us strength in our inward parts. We may rise up in a renewed, invigorated desire to please you. That the expression of our countenance will express the greatness and the beauty of your Ruah that dwells in us. We shall toda our Abba. We shall worship you in the Ruah of Yeshua the Lamb. We shall lift our hands and our voices and declare that your name is great, Almighty Yah. Yeshua is the mighty power and the strength of your name. For we pray tonight to feel us unto you in the mighty name of Yeshua, the Lamb of Israel. Bless everyone that will listen tonight. Those that need prayer, wherever they are, in their bodies, your healing power, in their minds, in their Ruah, your healing power. We do pray that you heal them all. We ask it in Yeshua's mighty name. We believe it's done and we believe it's so. Israel acknowledged that it is so, yeah. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah.
For there is no other name that is excellent as the name of our Abba. For the truth of that name revealed in his Hamashiach, Yeshua the Lamb. For he preached in no other name but the name that he came in. He came in the name of Almighty Yah. For he is the living word, the living power, and the true witness of our Abba. We worship you tonight. We turn to you for all things, our precious Abba. Grant unto Israel the desires of their land, that they may be one in Yeshua, as he is one in you, Ikat. We shall praise you tonight for your excellence and your blessings. Grant unto Israel bread tonight that will be sufficient to take us through the night. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We trust you to do it. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, I shall hear what the Ruah speaks to me this night. Shalom. You may be seated. For a great assurance that he has given unto Israel. And I told her, Yah, for that, that the power of his living truth, Yeshua, it is alive and it is real. Men may try to dispute it and deny it, but the essence of his truth is the reality of who he is. This is a generation and a time that we're living in. There is no power of his emunah, his faith, that fills the mind, the lev of this generation. The reason why? Because it is a generation that constantly asks questions. And what Yah, even when he answers or he reveals unto us, even the answer, it causes our faith to be diluted. And so it's a generation without faith. Because even as he proves himself to us, it doesn't take faith to believe that. When Yeshua comes, will he find faith? Will he find the emunah of Almighty Yahweh? It is a generation that has no confidence in him at all. We are a people without confidence in Almighty Yahweh. And because we have no confidence in him, we cannot be loyal to him. We cannot trust him. We are not obedient unto him. We are not persuaded by Torah. Because we have no confidence at all in our Abba. When one has confidence in Almighty Yah, you will see this great power that resonates from Him, one of total obedience, one of faithfulness unto Yahweh, one that is persuaded by Torah at the witness of Yahshua the Lamb, one that holds fast to the truths of Almighty Yah because he or she trusts in what Yahweh has expressed unto us. And because we have no confidence, we are a generation and a people that our minds are bombarded by questions. This circumstance has prevailed against me. Then what is the reason? Well, Scripture tells us if we have confidence, for we know that all things work for the tov, for the excellence of that one that love Yah and that are called according to His purpose. That the excellence of the might of Yahweh may be revealed in that circumstance or situation. But because we have no confidence in the word of Yah, then we're constantly asking questions in our minds. We're constantly wondering why. We're constantly being persuaded by a thought that has not come forth out of the bosom of our Abba. And has not been generated by the mind of Yeshua HaMashiach. It has been generated by our own corruption, our own wickedness. When a man has confidence in his Abba, when he has confidence in what Yah has conveyed unto him, you will see a man that will grow in great strength and maturity. He will grow in his faithfulness and his obedience unto Almighty Yahweh. He will walk in perfect obedience. He is persuaded by the Torah. He is persuaded by the things that Yahweh has given unto him, and he walks in such persuasion that he trusts what Yahweh says. He knows that there is a loyalty there because his word is loyal to us. It is said that we are not loyal to what he has spoken unto us. That is why we ask questions. If we look at this in a natural scenario, where a wife or a husband has mistrust for one another, when they think that one has committed an aggression against the marriage, they began to ask questions. And they're never satisfied with the answer until they perceive they get the answer that they are looking for. They're going to dig deeper and deeper with no resolution at all. And that is what has happened to us. We're asking, but we're not hearing. We're asking Yahweh questions, but we don't have ear to hear what He speaks unto us. When one is truly endowed by the power of Haruah, the Spirit of Yah, he will know because the Spirit will lead him in the path that leads unto the bosom of his Abba. Because we're not led by the Ruah, we're led by a spirit that is contrary to Yah. And because of that, we have no confidence at all in Him. I want to begin in Scripture, in Tehillim, Psalms, David, chapter 27. And I want to deal with this Bartak, having this confidence in our Abba. When one has this confidence, he or she is bold. And the boldness of his truth burns deep in their inward parts. They know that they have the security of Almighty Yahweh because they have confidence in what He says. They have and they sense the safety or the protection of Almighty Yah because they know that the Melechim encampeth about them that fears Almighty Yah. When a man does not fear Yahweh, there is no protection nor loyalty of Yahweh unto that person. And because we are not walking in the truth of Yah, and the reason we are not walking in the soundness of His truth is because we don't have confidence in what He says. We have no batak. The word of Yah doesn't secure us at all. It doesn't give us security in the inward parts. It doesn't secure us our place and our position in the eternal plan of Yahweh. And our minds are constantly asking the questions with no resolution coming. You cannot Please, Yah, nor can you understand the depth of His truth without emunah, faith. You must have faith. And the enemy has sown the seed of doubt in the midst, but we are always asking. That is why the wife will say, where have you been? He will say, I was over with Brother Dale. I called his house. And his wife said, you weren't there. And so one question generates another and another because you have no confidence at all. You began to look for things that are not actually there, and your mind began to believe that. And that is what we have done to Yahweh. We do not believe that He is capable and able. He is more than able. He gives us assurance. We can rely upon Him. We can believe Him. We can trust in Him. But we must have the confidence that it goes beyond this emotional euphoric. When one has confidence, he obeys. Look at what Dawid says to Helium 27. I want to begin in verse 3. This caused my inward parts to be elevated. He says unto Yah, though a host and army, the opposition of hell, should encamp against me, though every peril of hell shall be against me and come against me, he said, my left or my inward strength shall not fear. I will not fear, Almighty Yah. Though war should rise up against me, in this one thing, will I be bought hot. I will be confident. I will have the security of Yah. I will not lack anything at all. Though the gates of hell shall rise up against me, and the perils of darkness are poured out against me, the armies of hell shall rise in their forces against me. In this one thing, in the assurance of your truth, I shall be confident. I shall have the baltak, the security, the persuasion. I will have the trustworthiness. I will trust Almighty Yahweh. I will wait. I will be persuaded by what Scripture has spoken unto me. He said, I will be persuaded in this one thing. What thing have I desired of Yahweh? And that will I set my affection after. I will seek after. I will apply my strength, my love, to obtain that. I will set my heart upon it. My desire shall be captivated by it. One thing I've desired of Yah, and that will I seek after. He said that I may dwell in the abode of Yahweh all the days of my life, that I may be in the presence of Almighty Yah, that I may come before Him with great confidence and boldness, knowing that in His presence, in the presence of Yahweh, there's fullness of His joy. At His right hand, there are pleasures evermore. One thing that I will be sure of, I have confidence on. That I may dwell, I may be in the presence of my Abba, in the abode of Yahweh, all the days of my life. It doesn't leave any days for anything else, does it? He said, every day I want to be in the presence of Yah. I want to stand in the presence of Yah because I'm confident what will come forth out of the presence of Yahweh. He said, I'm confident in that I have the baltak of Yah to behold or to see the beauty of my Abba Yahweh, and I will inquire in His bayat for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion, in His bosom. He says, I'm confident in that. We don't have the confidence. We don't trust Yahweh for security. We don't have the boldness to know that He shall hide us in the midst of the troubled seas when the wars rise up against us. Where our minds try to draw us into some kind of illusion and disillusion of path, I must make confidence in what Yah has said unto me. I want to dwell in His presence. I want to stand in the presence of Almighty Yah. When the trouble of death, when the troubles of situation seizes upon me, I will have confidence. I will have the Baltak of my Abba. I will know that my security rests in Him. And the boldness of the security and this confidence, it rests in my Abba. We are people that we have lost sight on the purpose. We have lost sight on the prize. We have lost sight on the purpose of our lives here unto Yahweh. We're here to please Him, to satisfy Him, to make known the power of the visitation that He has granted unto Israel. And that is the true witness of Yahshua. And He dwells and lives in us. The power of the living Word is in us. And the reason we have no confidence because we question. David did not say, I will inquire of you. He said, no, it is one thing that I will be confident in. I will be confident in this. That I will dwell in the presence of my Abba. And not only that, when trouble, when the trials of afflictions shall come against me, Yahweh shall find. He shall hide me. That's more than just getting behind Him. That's under the wings of Yah. That you're in the bosom of Yah. That He covers you with His shield of Sadiqah, His righteousness. That He will defend you against the opposition of hell. We must have confidence in Him. We cannot continue on the path that we are walking to deny the sufficient of the power of Yahweh that has been revealed in Yahshua. He's not giving you anything else. You can look, but nothing else is coming. He has given us sufficient in Yahshua. It's not coming by your emotional attitude. It's coming by the true Word. He had confidence in the Word, and He caused it to dwell among men in the power of clay, that it may show us, or He may show us, the excellence of Yahweh's confidence. He had to have confidence to send forth out of His bosom this power that came forth out of this virgin Miriam to bring unto Israel the excellence of Torah, that they may have confidence in the Torah of Yah. We must have boldness and strength. Our security is in the government of Almighty Yahweh. It's not in the government of man. It's not in our own natural thoughts that governs our minds and governs our emotions and our attitudes. It's in what Yah says. Can you imagine if there's a host against you? When there are those that are pursuing you to overtake you, David said, I will not fear. David said, I'm confident that you shall hide me. You shall find me in the midst of this affliction. You shall hide me in your bosom. For the word of Yah is our hiding place. He said, I am confident of this thing. I am Baltak. I am sure of it. I trust what you say, Yah. I am persuaded by what you have laid out for me. I believe what you have laid out for me. I will obey it, Almighty Yahweh. I am willing to lay down all for it. One truly has the confidence of Almighty Yahweh. He understands that the agreement that Yahweh has made with Israel, He will not and cannot break it. His word is forever settled in Hoshemayim. And so what He says, as David speaks this metaphor of the true identity of Israel, He says that Yah, even in time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon the rock, your sure assurance of his salvation. There is what where he shall set us. And no weapon of the powers of hell that form against the rock can overcome. He sets us in a high place. He sets us above the trials and the situation. We must have confidence in Almighty Yahweh. This confidence is beyond the level of our emunah, our faith in this hour, because our faith is being tried to see whether it is pure, and we don't have the pure essence of the emunah of here. We get that pure essence, we will not question. Even Yahshua said, nevertheless, your will, my Abba, I know my purpose. I know what I've been sent here to do. He had confidence in the one thing that Yah had spoken or had written in that letter of this living fleshly word. And that is 3 days and three nights, he would get up for the resurrection of Israel, the people of Yahweh, in every nation, under every form of government there is. And the third day he got up, he rose from the power of death. And he got up to give us confidence in Yahweh, that we can stand in boldness and assurance, that we can have the security of Yahweh even in death. And even in life we will have the security of Yahweh with a great boldness and a great fervor of persuasion. I'm persuaded tonight. I'm persuaded that no powers of hell can overcome me. I'm persuaded tonight. The confidence of Yah must be bold in Israel. Yet death comes, but the confidence is still bold. The trials tend to afflict us and tend to bear us down with tremendous weight, but I'm bold with confidence. I'm sure of this. I will dwell in the presence of my Abba. I know in his presence that even in the midst of that, there's the fullness of the joy of Yah. And he will not allow me to go famine, because the right hand Yahshua is the living bread, and that is the pleasure for Israel. That is our pleasure. Not the okra we have today. I told her Yah for it. The rice and the little chicken. I told her Yah for that. But in his right hand there's a pleasure that the rice can never fulfill. The watermelons can never satisfy the thirst like the pleasures that flow from the right hand of Almighty Yahweh. We must be confident in this one thing. We must be confident in the word of Yahweh. We must have the boldness, the assurance of this word, that we obey it faithfully. We will not doubt it. We will trust it in life and in death. We will trust what he says. When hell raises up against you, Yah lifts up the standards. He will lift up the standards. He will open up the gate for our escape. He will not allow the powers of hell to bring us down under bondage. And David said, I'm confident. I have the baltak of Yah. I have this boldness. I have this assurance. And Israel must have this in this hour that we are in. But what is taking place in this wicked world, it is vile, it is sadistic, and everything it does, it tries to destroy the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And it does it by questions where you won't have confidence. Yahweh said it was a sin among the old Kedoshans. He said, I believe it, that's enough, and it's settled. Now today it's not settled. It's settled in my life. I have confidence in what's settled. His truth settles the issue. It settles all issues. And now it's not settled today. People are doubting. They are quizzing. They are questioning Yah. It is not a minor faith that has confidence in what Yah has expressed unto us. It's a mindset of doubt. That's what the bombardment of the questions will do. We will question the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. We will question that when he come in the midst of the Hashemayim. Because we don't believe it by Emunah. We don't have faith. We have the faith of Yah. We will have confidence in what he says. We will have confidence in what he says. We will know that his agreement is with Israel. And that is what the Baltak of Yah is. Know that his agreement is with his seed, his house, his elect ones, not according to you, but according to his own election, his own choosing, his own sovereign power. And he has elected you. And he tells us and commands us, the wars will come and the battle. But I want you to be confident and to have the Baltak that you are secured. We must believe that. But death comes, when it brings a fear, but we are secured even in death. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then our emunah is in vain. If there is no belief that we shall rise again, then we're walking down an error path. We might as well turn to the way of the world and walk as sadistic, wicked men walk today. We're confident in what he says. We have boldness. And what he says, look at what Shaul says here as he talks to the brethren, the brothers and the fellowship of Corinthians. First, Second Corinthians, chapter 5. The boldness of his confidence. Look what he says in Second Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 8. Shaul says, we are Baltak. We are confident. We have the boldness of Almighty Yahweh. I am persuaded by him. He is my refuge. He is my hiding place. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body. Come on, that's the boldness. Did you hear that? Shaul says, we are confident. We have a boldness and our resolve. It's based upon the living Torah of Yah. We have confidence. We have Baltak. We have the assurance. We have the persuasion and the boldness of Yah, I say. And I am willing rather to be absent from the flesh and to be in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. Do we have confidence tonight? Or are we afraid and fearful? He said, I have Baltak. When the pain rises from the lower part, do we seek some question or some remedy of our own mind? Or do we have confidence? He said, I'm confident. I'm confident. I'm bold to say it. I have no doubt about it. I'm assured of my refuge. I don't question it. I'm not fearful of what is beyond this option of this body. He said, I'm confident. I want you to know. You gather there in Corinthia. I want you to understand that I am confident. I am Baltak. I am confident. Willing to be absent from this body. To lay it down. To give it up. That I may dwell or be in the presence of my Abba Yahweh. Do we have that bold confidence? Is there a great boldness of confidence among Israel that we are willing? Are we trying to save this fleshly life or have we taken it to the stake to be impaled? He said, I'm willing. I have confidence in what he has done. We must have confidence in the marvelous works of Yah. Did Yahshua get up? Did he get up? And if you have confidence in that, then you must have the confidence to be willing to be absent from this flesh, to be in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. We speak volume with our words, brothers and sisters. But we must have confidence. And this confidence will cause us to obey Yahweh. We are persuaded. Hell can open up against us. We are not persuaded to turn against him. We're persuaded to walk in his truth. Death can captivate us and lay siege upon us. And we must be confident to be willing to be absent from this body in order to be in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. That is why the battles that Yah is allowing Israel to be tried by. It is a preparation for the battle that is ahead. And that is a battle for the integrity of the truth of Yah in the mind of Israel. So when the enemy taunts with death, sickness or whatever, we have confidence. I'm more willing to be absent from this body because I know that I will stand in the presence of my Abba. And I have confidence in that. To the point that I'm bold enough to lay my life down. For if I lay it down, He shall raise it up again. I am confident in that. Brothers and sisters, this cannot be some shallow walk. We are going to be tried. We are going to be buffeted. The gates of hell are leashed against Israel. And every kind of foul spirit is going to try us. Will we have confidence? Or will we begin to question Yahweh? Why did this happen to me? When you began to do that, you lose the essence of Emunah. Why has this befallen me? And you have no confidence to believe Him now. You don't believe Him. Because you have no confidence in what the Word of Yah says. But my afflictions are great. Your afflictions are small. For the little things that we suffer, or the small things that we suffer, cannot be compared to what Yah has laid up for Israel beyond our peripheral or our vision to see. We must have the bold confidence of Yah. It must be one that is with that assurance that nothing defies it. Not death, sickness, trouble, nothing defies that. We're willing to be absent from the flesh, to be in the presence of Almighty Yah. Not only in the eternal sense or being taken from this life, but when we lay down or bring this flesh under the rule and the Torah of Yah, we break every leverage that it has on us. And we bring it down whereby it cannot rise up. The thought of it. We will surely and truly be in the presence of our Abba. When we will not allow this fleshly mind to control us. When we will not allow the corruption of flesh to control us. We will truly be in the presence of Yah. We will truly be there. And the reason we're not there because we questioned Him. We have questions, don't we? And even if He answered them, it will not increase your emunah. For Lazarus said, I have brothers. Let me go back and warn them of this place, a separation from Yah. Abraham said they have the Nabi, they have the prophets. He said, even if one rose from the dead and came back, if a little jailer got up today and warned us, we still will go persistently about our ways. And the reason I say that, because if we have confidence, Baltak, in the Word of Yah, we will know and understand, and we will know the purpose of Yah in all things, and the Word says it is appointed. We don't believe Yahweh. And because we don't believe Him, we have no boldness to stand in His truth. So when the enemy attacks us, we fall. We give up. Resort to lies and fleshly conspiracies instead of resorting to the Word of Yah, having confidence in what He said. I'm confident, Baltak, I say willing rather, to be absent from the body, to be present with Almighty Yahweh. Verse 9, He says, wherefore? Wherefore? He did not say, I work. He said, we labor. This is an intense thing. It is not something that is superficial to me, what Shaul says. He said, we labor. We labor. When one labors, when the brothers go out there, Brother James, when they're laboring, you can see the profusiveness of the profoundness of sweat as it pours. You can sense it in the agony of the body. You can sense it in every extremity. So he says, we labor. We labor. We do not allow our flesh to dictate a mandate to us. Come on, brothers, you out there, you don't feel like doing it, but yet there's a pressing, there's a will, there's an urgency, there's an importance to get it done. He said, we labor. There's no thought or consideration given unto my will. Give it unto the agony of my flesh. He said, but we labor, for we labor. Wherefore we labor that, whether being present or absent, we may be accepted or pleasing of Yahweh. We may be pleasing. He said, whether we are alive or absent, we labor with confidence that we may be accepted or pleasing to Yah. We must labor to be pleasing to Him. When one has confidence in what he says, you will labor to be pleasing unto Him. When you like this boldness, this this confidence of Yahweh, you will not labor. Your labor is superficial. Your labor is not genuine. He says, knowing this, because I have confidence to be absent from the flesh, that's all right with me, is to be in the presence of my Abba. And in knowing this thing, I labor intensely. I labor with agony. I labor with focus and direction. I labor with purpose, because I know in this laboring that I'm accepted, I am pleasing unto Almighty Yahweh. Did Yahshua please Him in all things? He pleases Abba in everything. And we must please Him. And we please Him by having Bartok. We must have confidence. We must have confidence in the order of Yahweh. We must have confidence in what Yahweh has laid out for Yisrael, to bring them into the fullness of His truth. Shaul goes on to say, for we must all appear before the Bima, or the judgment seat of HaMashiach, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to what he has done, whether it is tov or whether it is bad. He warns us that our confidence may be in Almighty Yahweh. He say, knowing therefore, Shaul knew it, knowing therefore the terror of Yahweh, we have confidence, or we baltaika, we persuade men. We persuade them so that we are understood by Yahweh, he says, and I trust also made manifest in your conscience. Or your confidence in us is made manifest, known in your conscience. It is one thing about the Bartok, the confidence of Yah. As we began to understand the subtleties and the nuances of the simplicity of some Arabic words to Hebraic words. And it deals with this Bartok deals with more than just confidence. Having trust. Being persuaded that those that Yah has set before us are the ones that He has set before us. And we will know, because they will feed us with the confidence of Yahweh. They will feed us with the knowledge and the truth of Almighty Yah, that we may eat at the table of our Abba. He said, I'm persuaded. I know the terror of Yahweh. And I have confidence in what I labor, even to warn men, to assure them, to direct them, to show them the path to take. He said, I'm confident. I have confidence. I have baltak. And what I'm doing, I'm persuaded that what I am doing, it has been delivered of my Abba unto me. And I persuade men. We must hear what Yah commands us. We must have a great delight in pleasing Him. And when we labor to please Him, we have confidence in what He says. When we have no confidence in what Yah has given unto us, we will not labor. We will not labor, brothers and sisters. Our labor is superficial. It's false. It is not a genuine labor. You will not labor in prayer. You will not labor in the things that Yah commands us. We must have confidence. We must. Our questions are not answered because Yah knows you don't have faith. That's why. Because if you had faith, you would say, Yah said it. I believe that. It is settled in me. And that is sufficient. That is enough for me. And because we have no confidence in Him, Yah has said it, but we don't trust it. Yah has said it, but we don't believe it. Yah has said it, but we are not persuaded by it. Yah has said it, but we don't agree with that. Yah said it, but we don't obey it. We don't do it. Yahweh is going to always point out our insufficiency. We are an insufficient people. He's going to show us what we lack. You never understand the strength of Yah until you understand your lack. And we are lacking. Our confidence is not in Him. We don't have the stamina of His boldness to stand. Willing to be absent from this body. Do we truly believe that we're going to be in His presence? Do we really have that boldness and that confidence, that assurance in us? That we can obey all He commands us, knowing that there's a great reward. We understand the terror of Yah. We know that we're going to be judged for everything that has been done in our bodies. So knowing that, let us have confidence in the witness of Shaul that we obey what Yah commands us. If we don't have confidence in what Shaul speaks unto us, we will not even persuade or cause men in their conscience to have confidence in us. Yeah, we must have confidence in one another. We must have confidence that we are the seed of Israel. And because we have no faith, we can't see the works of Yah, we have no confidence. And so what we began to do, we began to look for shallowness. Because you're shallow, you began to look for things that you perceive that is in a brother or sister. It's in you, my friend. No, it's in you. That's where it's found. How do I know? Because the issues of life, every issue, it flows from you. If there's an issue about anything, it's in you. That's the truth. The issue's in you. It's not the circumstances in you. You're the problem. And that is the truth. That is the truth. And Shaul says in Philippians, he says in chapter 1, in verse 6, I want to read this one verse. And drop down to verse 14. Philippians. He says, as he speaks on to the hosts, the brothers, he mentioned that he thanks Yah, he told Yah upon the remembrance of them every day. In his thoughts, his mind. And he says here in verse 6, he says, being confident, Baltak, of this very thing, I have confidence in it. He that which has begun a tough work in you, will perform it until the day of Yahshua HaMashiach. You must understand that Yah has begun the work in us. And He is going to perform that until Yahshua is revealed. And the power of HaMashiach is that we please this Yah in all that we do. We take great delight in His Torah. We have confidence in Him. In the midst of death, in the midst of all of the shamefulness, of suffering the death that He did, He had confidence in His Abba. Until Yahshua before in us, being confident, having boldness to say it, we must have confidence of this one thing, that Yah has begun the work. And we were a wretched thing. We were filled with every kind of unclean thing and we still have that trash in us. You cannot restore a house without gutting it out. Because some of the walls or the 2x4s, they're not solid. You began to tear out a little piece You find some rotten, decaying water termites. You tear back a little more, then you realize you got to tear all that out. And then the more you tear it, you realize you got to strip this thing down. You may have to strip it down until there's only just a cornerstone left. And that's the knowledge of HaMashiach. That's the truth of the witness of Yahshua in us. That He is the Yahshua of Almighty Yahweh. And He begins to build. He begins to build. And He begins to build by the Ruah, or the fruit of the Ruah. He began to empower His Ahava, His love, His meekness, His kindness, His temperance, His patience in us. He began to lay the pillars a streak within the inward parts. Once He began to do that, He began to cover. He began to cover with His cloak of righteousness. The righteous garment. But the Kedoshim, it is the Siddiqim, the law of Yah, the Torah of Yah, fills us. Not only is it in the inward parts in our left, not only do we not have to wear the pilasteries or the gala of the Pharisees, but it presents this aura from us that we know that it is of Almighty Yahweh. And when one sees that, they don't understand what it is, but they know that there's something about this man, this woman that shines with great brightness. Be in confidence of this one thing. He has begun a work in Yisrael. Yahweh is going to finish it. He is going to finish the work. We must have confidence in what He is doing. Yah's not finished, as one of the song go when in his days. Yah's not finished with Yisrael. She's going to shine, believe me. She's going to shine like a city that sits upon a hill. She's going to be polished. There will be no corrupt thing coming out of her. There will be no vile thing that proceed out of her. We must have confidence in Yahweh. He began the work in Yahshua. He began that work. That Yahshua may shine in us. That the power of Yahshua may dwell in us. He told us, Yahshua said, He said, the works that I do, because you believe on Him that sent me, the works that I do, He commands us, we shall do greater works. We shall do works that far exceeds the works of Yahweh. What? That the power of this Torah, not seeing HaMashiach, not Him visiting us in the natural, but we have emunah to believe here. We have confidence. We have confidence in the finished works. Yahshua is the finished works. And when we are finished, then He will shine with excellence in us. And Yahshua is finished. When the unfinished product of us, the light and the power of Yahshua and the face of Yahshua will shine forth from us. It will not be you, but it will be the power of Almighty Yahweh. We must have confidence. We must have boldness in what He has begun in us. We must agree with what He is doing in us. We don't agree with what He is doing, so we get upset. Why is this happening unto me? For it works for the Tav of Yah. He knows what He's doing. And then when you began to ask that, you have no confidence in Him. You don't trust Him. You don't believe Him. That's why there's very little emunah today. Very little faith. That's why Yahshua said, when He come, will He find it? Will He be able to find faith? No confidence today. We're not confident of the work He's doing. We don't believe it's Yahweh. It's almost like someone doing work, as Brother Dolphins, I think they're doing a job for a woman. And every time you turn around, she wants to alter this or change this, or she wants that alterated or this or that. There's nothing more disturbing than what's standing over you. You know what needs to be done. And yet they're asking you questions. Well, what are you doing there? Well, if you just be quiet, you'll find out when I finish. I watched Mr. Lockhart today as I went to the bank. I stopped in the upholstery shop to take him some watermelons and some corn. And I watched as he was doing some upholstery on a chair. Well, I just watch. And then when he got to one part, I'm trying to figure how is he going to do that. Well, in my watching, I understood. I said, you go, I watch how he measured it to the end. And I knew, I said, he got to turn that and fold it for that to work. And he said, what I do here, I'll fold that and that will work. I said, I see, I understand. I understand. You know what I'm doing? Yeah, I understand what you're doing. I can see it clearly. Well, we don't see what Yahweh's doing. And so the questions we think it makes us spiritual. And it does not. It shows us what we're lacking. We must have confidence in what he says. Well, I don't understand that. Receive it as what it is. Believe it for at face value. And the revelation will come. Because we have no confidence in what he says. Then we're always questioning him. Well, how is that? Because Yah said it. Well, how are they going to get up? Because he said they're going to get up. Well, this one that calls himself HaMashiach, how's he going to get up? Well, Yah said it. By his Ruah. Oh, you believe that? You're going to die. You're going to get up. Well, sure, I believe that. How do you believe that? Because I got confidence in what he said. We that are dead in HaMashiach, when the kingdom, the shofar of Yah sounds, when the trump of Yah sounds, those that are dead shall rise, and we that are alive and remain, and we will not prevent it. We shall be caught up. I believe that. You got confidence in that? Yeah, I do. Why? Because I got confidence in what Shaul says. There's an appointment. We must appear before the judgment seat of HaMashiach. We must die. So I got confidence in that as well. Hallelujah. I got confidence in the book. So I don't have to question my Abba. I know his decisions are right. I know that his decision is not based upon my sensual earthly wisdom, which is devilish, which is based upon my fleshly desires. But it's based upon the profoundness of who he is. If you can answer me how the mountains were formed, he just formed them out of the earth, and the earth just opened and she began to rise up in obedience unto Yah. That's all it is. Mountains are representations of the stronghold of Yah, his strong platform. And not only that, but praises from the earth that goes up unto him. Explain that to me. I have confidence that he made it. Hallelujah. All these burgeoning things, he did that. He's great and he's mighty. So if I got confidence in that, I'm confident in the one thing that he has begun to do. He has begun a work in us. He has begun a work in Israel. And he's going to tear out the old walls, I'm telling you that. We have built up walls and we have spattered them with untempered mortar. And it's a mess. And he's going to rip it out. The electrical wires are showing you get wired up and crazy over the littlest of things, don't you? Hallelujah. You get wired up and your electricity began to flow and your wig began to, your hair began to move in your eyes and your emotions. Isn't that so? So Yah says, there's a work that I'm doing. And I'm confident in the work that he is doing. That the manifestation of Yahshua shall shine from this tabernacle here. And you will know it because it will do all, it will seek all to please Almighty Yahweh. I'm confident in that. And we better have that kind of confidence. Hallelujah. Look what he says in the 14th verse of the same chapter. I'm not going to read all of the verses between. I want to get through this tonight. Jehovah says in chapter 1 verse 14. He says, and many of the brothers, Israelite brothers in Yahshua, waxing confident by my boldness. That they have confidence by my boldness. They're waxing strong. They have the baltak of Yah. They're waxing confident by my boldness. I'm much more bold to speak the word of Yah without fear. They don't fear the retribution of those that will ostracize them. Because of my confidence in Yah and my great boldness to express the power of Yahshua, then they are ready to speak it without fear of what consequences they may serve, they may have to endure. We need that boldness. I speak the word of Yah with boldness. Why you need boldness? Not to fear what one will say against you, how they will perceive you, what they will think of you, the identity of you. that you will speak the word of Yahweh with boldness. Because of one man's boldness. Because of one man's confidence. Because of his confidence in the works of Yahshua the Lamb. And those that were trying to be, those that were being persuaded by what we call the Yahudaizers or the Judaizers. They were being persuaded by their ritualism. Cha'usha, because I preach this boldness of confidence in the word of Yah. And this confidence come through this manifestation of Yahshua in me. Yahshua did not cow down to the Pharisees. He did not cow down to the king. He did not. He had no guile in him, so he did not try to answer him with a smart mouth, a wicked mouth, because that wasn't in him. But he had confidence. He had boldness. He is the boldness of the word of Almighty Yahweh. He said, because of my confidence in Yahweh, and when you have confidence, those that are shallow and less, and that possess the strength in you, you began to see their boldness. You began to see them wax strong. He said, they are waxed strong with great boldness and confidence. Because of me. Because of my confidence. That's why we must have confidence. I despise men or women that speak weakness and speak doubt. Don't have the emunah of Yah. With this has happened to me. Well, Tota Yah and all things give Tota. Thank Him. That's what you do. No question Him. He knows your frame. He made you. He's doing a work in you. It's going to take that for you to have confidence. Be more willing to be absent from the flesh to be present with Him. We got to have some confidence in our Abba. Some boldness. Some security. We know our refuge is. We can't doubt that. We must be in agreement with what He says. And Shaul says, I agree with what you said. For Yahshua spoke to me down that Damascus road in the Arabic Hebrew tongue. He spoke to me, Shaul. Why do you persecute me? Why do you kick against this brick? That's how He spoke to him. Hallelujah. And he was confident from that moment that this was the hand of Yah. Because He told him where to go and he went. And when what Ananias laid hands on him, he received his sight. And we need the hands of Yahshua laid on us. You lay your corrupt hands on you and you go blind. You can't see the spiritual truths of Yah. You cannot see the light, the Torah of Yah, because you have laid a corrupt hand on you. But Ananias, when he laid hands on him, he received his sight. And we need the hand of Yahshua laid on us, that we may have the sight of Yah we can see. Man has more confidence when he can see where he's going. Does he not? I like to know where I'm going. I don't like driving at night. I'm an excellent day driver. I can drive all day in the daylight. At night, there are uncertainties there. You're not sure. And don't be in a place where it's strange to you. You've never been. So it is in the spiritual walk. We're traversing down avenues and roads that Yah's never brought us on. We got to get that spiritual confidence and that maturity that we'll be able to battle. This is a covert. This is a battleground that we are on. It's a great battle that we are in. This is an urban battle. The battle is different. You got to be equipped. You got to be confident in the military might of Yah. You must. You better make sure your sword is wet, sharpened, ready and powerful. Because if not, you're going to lose in this battle. And that is the truth. David says this in Tehillim, David. In Psalms, Tehillim 9:10. I want to give us some scripture that will embolden our confidence of Almighty Yahweh. He says in Tehillim 9:10. David says, and they that know your name will put their trust, their batak, their confidence. And that is what this implies. The confidence of Yah is greater than just the mere expression in the English vernacular that we say confidence. He said those that know your name, they shall put their batak, their confidence in you. For you, Yahweh, have not forsaken them that seek you. He will never forsake us nor leave us. We must have confidence in that. In death, He will not leave us. And those that have confidence in His name, that trust in the name of Almighty Yahweh, that love the name of Almighty Yahweh, He will not forsake them. He will not leave them to the hand of the evil one to destroy them. We must begin to develop this confidence, this batak, in His name and the power and the truth of the name Yeshua. And when one does that, we want to seek the gem, the jewels of Almighty Yah. We want to understand the benefits and the jewels that He has prepared for us. He has for us. So we that trust in His name and put our batak, our confidence in Him, He will not forsake us. Shaul said, though all men forsook me, yet I was confident that Yahweh stood by me. He did not leave him. He will not leave us. We have confidence in the power of that name. And the power of that name we find is Yeshua. He will not forsake us. Nor the power and the truth of that name we will seek. We will seek His presence. We want to enter into the courtyard of our Abba. We don't want to dwell outside of the gate. We want to go into the inward parts of the gate. That's where we want to be. So we have confidence. We trust His name. We trust the name of Almighty Yahweh. We, Batak, we trust that name. And that is the confidence of Yah. You trust Him. That's a great trust for Him. You trust Him. You trust Yahweh with the welfare of your life. In sickness, you trust Him. It's amazing that we tend to believe that we trust Him when everything is well for us. When circumstances arise, then we began to question Him. It's a sure sign you never trusted Yahweh. I have confidence that He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. Hallelujah. I believe that. Now He goes on to say in the 37th chapter verse 3. He tells us. Tehillim 37:3. He says, Batak, trust in Yahweh. And do tov. And you shall dwell in the land, verily you shall be fed. He said, when you have confidence in Yahweh, that is what this implies, batak in Yahweh. And when you have confidence in Him, you will do tov, you will do according to His Torah. And He said, in the midst of the land, He shall feed you. He shall feed us with the sure meal, with the bread, the daily bread that we need. He will give us the bread that we need in this hour. We need the bread of confidence. We need that bread. We need to eat the full loaf of Almighty Yah. We cannot eat the partial loaf. We have eaten of the partial loaf and we have become sickened. Because we have not eaten it righteously, Sadiqah. Trust Yah. Have confidence in Yahweh. Confidence in Him. Botak, confidence. Have boldness in Yahweh. Make sure your assurance is in Yahweh. Make sure that He is your refuge. He is our refuge. He is our strong tower in the midst of the strong winds. We shall dwell in the land. And not only that, Yahweh shall make sure that we are fed. He shall feed us from the table. Though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we shall fear no evil. He prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies. He gives us a table to eat from. And we can diet upon the dainties of Almighty Yahweh. We must have confidence in that. And even in the midst of our enemies, we know that we are fed. When it seems as though that we are pining away, we are being fortified with confidence in the strength and the assurance of Yahweh. Because Yahshua has been formed in us. He has been manifest in us. The power of His HaMashiach is being formed in us. Above all things, I want that living power formed in me. He has begun the work in Yisrael. I'm confident He is going to finish it. I have no doubt that He is going to finish it. I hold on to that He is going to finish the work. I have the batak, the assurance. I have a resting place. Hallelujah. Even if I don't see the last hinge put on the door, I have a resting place. Hallelujah. David gives me assurance. And I win in all of his battles, he gives me assurance of this great confidence. Chapter 56, verse 3 of Tehillim. David said, what time I am afraid, whenever I am afraid, I will baltak, I will trust in you, Yah. I will have confidence in you. When fear seems to grip your heart, we will have confidence in Almighty Yahweh. When fear seems to want to overtake you, we're going to have confidence in what Yahweh has spoken unto us. When the fear of death grab hold onto you, we will have confidence in Almighty Yahweh. We will. Though He slay us, we will not deny Him. We will have confidence to trust in Him. We're not going to deny Him. We're going to have confidence. We know that He's going to go with us until the end. We're going to stand with great boldness, even when death confronts us, or the trials of affliction, even when the wars began to bombard against us. We have confidence in Yahweh. Hallelujah. We're going to batak. We're going to trust Him. We're going to have a boldness. We're going to have a reliance upon Him. We're not going to rely upon ourselves. We're going to rely upon Him. We're going to rely upon the Word. We have no confidence in our ability, because our ability, if it's not based upon the strength of His truth, we have no ability. No confidence at all. We're going to trust that. What man could give us an expression like that? Weeds. Nor the man. The great battles and afflictions. The trials that He endured. His sins. The just judgment of Yah for His sins. And He gives us a very vivid expression as Yah deals with Him, as He reveals unto Him. When a man, both heart, trust in Him, has confidence, he can stand with a great boldness. His sins are cast away from him. He's not bound by the sins or the past transgressions. Yeshua has renewed us, refreshed us. And I'm glad of that. For the mercies of Yah renewed every day. He renewed me this morning. He assured me with great confidence that I am a son of Yahweh. I won't sell that for nothing. I have confidence in His truth. His truth is our everlasting assurance. Look what He cries unto us in Tehillim 118 verse 8. I believe this. Naweed says, it is better to batak, to trust, to have confidence in Yahweh, than to put your confidence in man. That's our strength. That we put our confidence in Yah. And listen now, brothers and sisters, what he's saying. The ways of man, they seem right. And your own inward man that you follow, it seems right. You have confidence in what it speaks to you. But I'd rather have trust, I'd rather baltak in Yahweh than put my baltak of my confidence in man. It is better to baltak, trust in Yahweh, than to have confidence in the strength or the princes of the world. We must trust Him. We must have confidence in what Yah says. The leaders, they make promises and they all lie, don't they? He promised all kinds of things to get elected. They're liars. What Yah has promised, He has sealed them by the dome of Yahshua the Lamb. His promises are sure. And I can have confidence in the promises of Almighty Yah. Pastor Roberts may say, well, I'll be out there to help you, Deacon Benny. And all of a sudden, he's almost through with the job and he's just getting there. But with Yah, He is a very present help. In the time of our trouble, so He is always there. He is our botak. He is our confidence. Yah is our confidence. Hallelujah. We can't deny that. We don't have this confidence. We're going to question Him. We're going to have to stop questioning Yahweh. And let these immature questions dominate our mind. Just have confidence in Him. He said it. I believe it. What? Many are the affliction. Many. Many. Not a few. Many. Many. And this lying spirit of the world today says no, but Yah says many. 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 M-A-N-Y. Many. Not a few. Many are the afflictions of the Tzedekah. But Yah delivers them out of them. Some out of them all. We don't have confidence in what He said. No, just confidence. There are people that don't understand the power of faith, but they got confidence. I believe that. I trust that. I trust it. Our afflictions are going to be many. But Yah delivers us. They do not captivate us and bring us under the bondage of it. Whereby we don't have confidence in Him. Many are going to be our afflictions. They're going to be great afflictions. They're going to be great trials. But Yah delivers us out of every last one of them. They do not snare us. They will not make us reject Him to cast down HaMashiach. We have confidence in our Abba because He said, I will deliver you from them all. Hallelujah. If we see what the word of Yah says, we will have confidence in Him because we are not laboring. Sha'ul says, we labor. We labor. They labored in the word, brothers and sisters. That's what he labored in, with great confidence. That's why he did it with great intensity. Because he had great confidence in what Yah says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Solomon, and Solomon was a man that had great afflictions because of his own sins. But he says this in Mishlei in Proverbs 16:20. I like what it says. This is the truth, brothers and sisters.